be from chapter 2 of Krishna book. I can't tell you the exact page number, but I'm going to be doing several excerpts from Krishna book. So this first one is from chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna in the Womb. This particular excerpt is called Krishna's Name. The demigods prayed, "Dear Lord, when you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shyama Sundara because of your transcendental beauty. Shyam means blackish. Yet it is said that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to the blackish cloud, because you are transcendental, absolute, your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan. You are sometimes called Nandanandana or Vasudeva or Devaki Nandana because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda or Vasudev or Devaki. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer. Our dear Lord, the way of understanding is not to study your absolute nature, form, and activities by mental speculation. Rather, one must engage him or herself in devotional service. Then one can understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name, and qualities. Actually, only a person who has a little taste for the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature or form and qualities. Others may go on speculating for millions of years, but it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position." And now Srila Prabhupada will give some purport. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by the non-devotees because there is a curtain of yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, the Lord says, "I am not exposed to anyone and everyone." When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and everyone saw him, but not everyone could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, everyone who died in his presence attained complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world. The demigods continued to pray, "O Lord, the impersonalists or non-devotees cannot understand that your name is identical with your form." Prabhupada now comments, "Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his actual form. In the material world, there is a difference between form and name. The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango. One cannot chase the mango fruit simply by saying mango, mango, mango. But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the name and the form of the Lord chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and realizes that he or she is always in Krishna's company. For persons who are not very advanced in absolute knowledge of the Supreme, Lord Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes. They can simply think of the pastimes of the Lord and get full benefit. Since there is no difference between the transcendental name and the form of the Lord, there is no difference between the transcendental pastimes and the form of the Lord. For those who are less intelligent, like women, laborers, or the mercantile class, the great sage Vyasadeva wrote the Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, Krishna is present in his different activities. The Mahabharata is history, and simply by studying, hearing, and memorizing the transcendental activities of Krishna, the less intelligent can also gradually rise to the standard of pure devotees. The pure devotees, who are always absorbed in the thought of the transcendental lotus feet of Krishna, and who are always engaged in devotional service in full Krishna conscious, are never to be considered in the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness with body, mind, and activities are to be considered liberated even within this body. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 14, verse 26. Mang chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service unfailing in all circumstances at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord have already transcended the material position. Krishna appears in order to give a chance to both the devotees and the non-devotees for realization of the ultimate goal of life. The devotees get the direct chance to see him and worship him. Those who are not on that platform get the chance to become acquainted with his activities and thus become elevated to the same position. The demigods continued, Our dear Lord, O Supreme Controller, when you appear on earth, all the demons like Kamsa and Jarasandha will be vanquished, and all good fortune will be ushered into the world. When you walk on the earth, your lotus feet will impress on the ground the marks of your soul, such as the flag, the trident, and the thunderbolt. Thus you will grace both the earth and us on the heavenly planets who shall see those marks. O dear Lord, you are unborn and therefore we do not find any reason for your appearance other than for your pleasurable pastimes. Srila Prabhupada now comments, Although the reason for the appearance of the Lord is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that he descends just to give protection to the devotees and vanquish the non-devotees. Actually, he descends for his pleasure meeting with the devotees, not really to vanquish the non-devotees. The non-devotees can be vanquished simply by one kick of material nature. The demigods continued, "The actions and reactions of material nature, such as creation, maintenance, and annihilation, are being carried out automatically. But simply by taking shelter of your holy name, the devotees are sufficiently protected, because your holy name and your personality are non-different." Now Srila Prabhupada says, "The protection of the devotees and the annihilation of the non-devotees are not actually the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he descends, it is just for his transcendental pleasure. There cannot be any other reason for his appearance." The demigods continued, "Our dear Lord, you are appearing as the best of the Yadu dynasty, and we are offering our respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Before this appearance, you also appeared as the fish incarnation, as the horse incarnation, as the tortoise incarnation, as the half-man, half-lion incarnation, as the boar incarnation, as the swan incarnation, as King Ramachandra, as Parashuram, and as many other incarnations. You appeared just to protect the devotees, and we request you in your present appearance as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself to give us similar protection all over the three worlds and remove all the obstacles for the peaceful execution of our lives. Dear Mother Devaki, within your womb is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with all his plenary extensions. He is the original Personality of Godhead, appearing for our welfare. Similarly, you should not be afraid of your brother, the King of Bhoja. Your son, Lord Krishna, who is the original Personality of Godhead, will appear for the protection of the pious Yadu dynasty. The Lord is appearing not alone, but accompanied by his immediate plenary portion, Baladeva." Srila Prabhupada points out, Devaki was very much afraid of her brother Kamsa, because he had already killed so many of her children. She was very anxious about Krishna. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that in order to pacify Devaki, all the demigods, along with their wives, used to visit her to encourage her not to be afraid that her son would be killed by Kamsa. Krishna, who was within her womb, was to appear not only to diminish the burden of the earth, but specifically to protect the interests of the Yadu dynasty, and certainly to protect Devaki and Vasudeva. It is to be understood that Krishna had been transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, and from there to her womb. Thus, all the demigods worshipped Devaki, the mother of Krishna. After thus worshipping the transcendental form of the Lord, all the demigods with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, placed in front, departed for their heavenly abodes. So that is our first reading. We're going to do quite a few more. I hope the broadcast is to your transcendental satisfaction. And before we go to the next reading, I will do a short bhajan. From my end, all systems are go. I do not detect any failures. I don't know on your end what Mayapur TV, your experience is. Hopefully it is to your satisfaction. So now I will chant a nice bhajan and then we'll go to the second reading. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.